This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Sorry for the delay, but Bezos Hashem, this should do it. Okay, Chilek Bez Mishnah Berurah begins with Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, the halachas of Dochning. Even before we start, there's a very fundamental Bir Halacha, quoting the Sefer Charedim. We know that Berchus Kohanim is a mitzvah on the Kohanim. The Kohanim are mitzvah. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs for the Kohanim to be mevarech the am. The question is, do the Yisraelim have a mitzvah in some way to participate in this? So the Bir Halacha quotes the Sefer Charedim, mitzvahs aseh levar kohenes Yisrael, shenamar, koi sevarchos bnei Yisrael, v'Yisrael ha'im dim panim keneged pnei ha'kohanim, the Yisraelim that stand face to face against the kohanim, b'shtika, silently, u'mechavnim liban l'kava b'rachasim kedvar Hashem, and they're mechavin in their minds to receive the bracha, like Hashem commanded, heim nami b'chlal ha-mitzvah, are also part of the mitzvah. Ad kan l'shaynoi, ve'aviyu achroinim. Now, there's a big question. What exactly does the Sefer Charedim mean that the Yisraelim that participate in Berachas Kohanim are also part of the mitzvah? Does it mean that the Yisraelim actually are mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa Berachas Kohanim? I mean, they're not Kohanim. What mitzvah are they? Are they mekayim? Somehow, there's a mitzvah on the kohanim to be mevarach the people, and a mitzvah on the people to receive the bracha. Is that what the bir halacha means? The hafla in Masechta Ksubos Chav Daled Amud Beis says, indeed, there's a positive command for the Yisraelim to be part of the bracha. On the other hand, Reb Pinchas, the Mari Asad, disagrees with the hafla's understanding of the hafla. And the Mari Asad says there's no mitzvah saseh on the Yisraelim, but they're misayeya bidei ha-kohanim. In other words, takes two to tango. Of course the mitzvah's on the kohanim, but if without the kohanim, then there's no, without the Yisraelim, there's no one to give the bracha to. So the same way, letzad hara, there's an isser d'orais of lifnei iver, if you cause someone to sin. So if you cause someone to do a mitzvah, it's also part of the mitzvah in a sense of berchas kohanim. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe Feinstein learns the first way, that there's actually some form of mitzvah on the Yisraelim. Rav Moshe says like this, a little trivia question. Is there any amen that a person answers that is a mitzvah d'oraisa? Could you ever have a situation where answering amen is a mitzvah d'oraisa? Rav Moshe says yes. Answering amen, not to the bracha of Asher Kedushanu L'Varchas Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, but answering to Yivarecha Hashem B'Yishmarecha, Amen, is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. What's the D'Oraisa? Kois Varchas Me Yisrael. But it's only going on the Kohanim. No, says Rav Moshe. The Sefer Charedim says it's going on the Yisraelim as well. So this is a very important idea for the Yisraelim to be wholeheartedly focused. Even though with the talis over your head, who knows what you're doing under there, but it's still, even though nobody sees what's going on under there, still, if you're silent and you listen attentively to the bracha, you're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Says the mechaber, in nesias kapayim b'pachas me'asara, you cannot duchen unless you have a minyan. V'ha'koyhanim me'aminyan. The koyhanim can be part of the minyan. Says Rama, v'ein lezar lisa kapav afilu im koyhanim achirim. A zar cannot duchen even with other koyhanim. We learned that in Ksubis, that the zar oiver ba'aseh, a zar violates an aseh. The tois sois park kol kisvei. So the Rama says a zar is not a duchen, even with other kohanim. The Rama quotes toisus in Ksubis that a zar is oiver an aseh. However, the ri, lo yada ri, ma iser yesh bezar ha'oila. The ri doesn't know what iser is the zar over by duchning. The efshad dim kaihanim achim shari could be with other kaihanim, it's permitted. The tzarachian. By the way, very interesting bir halacha. Very, very common bir halacha. Unfortunately, more common than you would ever expect. Because, you know, it's not something that people know, but there are kaihanim that are halalim. There are many kaihanim that are halalim. But most people don't know that. Are they allowed to duchen? Are they over an aseh if they duchen? The bir halacha paskins that the prima gadim agrees to the prichadosh a cholol that's oila leduchen is over ba'aseh like a zar. And if he's oila, he has to go down. What about a tumtum or an androgynous also cannot duchen? He needs to leave the basic nesses before ritzay. Fine. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein, you need a minyan. V'dina b'chol davar k'may shemor le'albasim non-hela inyan kadesh. The din by every type of minyan is explained early in Siman Hey regarding Kaddish. Meaning, let's say you started with a minyan and then you ended without a minyan. V'ayin shem b'mishabrus if katan lam and gimel mashikosavnu v'shem ha'prim agadim demistapik l'inyan yashen im mitzdaref. Look there in Siman Hey if katan lam and gimel, what we bring from the Prima Gadim, who's Masupik, if someone is sleeping, can he join with the minyan? Yesh oimrim, de'enes yes kapam el b'makim sheyesh sefer Torah. Very interesting. Some say you need to have a sefer Torah to duchen. Why would you need a sefer Torah to duchen? In Shavs HaTshuvas, chikrei lev. Now, anybody know who's the chikrei lev? The chikrei lev was Rav Chazan, the grandfather of Rav Chaim Falaji. I found his kever on Har HaZesim. I looked, I found his kever on Har HaZesim. He says, since in Shas and Poiskim, it's mentioned that the Koyhanim are Oile, Lisa Kapayim Beduchin. The Duchin is the Bima before the Heichal that the Sefer Torah is in. It's Mashma that Nesias Kapayim needs a Heichal and a Sefer Torah. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, practically, all the achroinim, if not all of them, disagree that you do not need a sefer Torah. Yesh oimrim, there are those who say, demisha bav amar koinani, someone who comes and says, I'm a koin, neman lisa kapav, is believed to dochen. V'chein haminog, that's the minog. We don't ask him for some kind of document of his lineage. The reason is, the Beis Shmuel says in Eben Ezra, Simon, Gimel, Sivkat, and Beza, Dersha brings the footnote Gimel, footnote 3, because since he has no Hana, we're not worried that he's going to do an Isra. Prima Gadam adds that even though if he is Oile, if he's not a Kohen, he's over Ba'asei, so since, nevertheless, he's not Machshel anybody else, what does he need to do it for? Therefore, we believe him. Another reason is, it's asoy lehisbarer, so he's not going to want to lie. Says the Kaf HaChaim, but if a guy comes from, you know, somewhere, from some foreign country, where there are no Sharmei Torah mitzvahs, and it would be impossible to be mevarer, then taka, we would not believe him. Okay, the Kohanim could be part of the minyan, says Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, Lefisha Kohanim Gamkin Bechalal Bracha. The Kohanim are part of the Bracha. In other words, you could ask, why are the Kohanim part of the minyan, but they're not part of the procedure of duchening? The answer is, yeah, they are. They are part of the procedure, because they're also part of the Bracha. How? Midachsiv Va'ani Avarachim Kolayim Ala Kohanim Va'afilu Im Rubam Kohanim. Even if six of the people, the minyan are kohanim, gamkin shapar dami, it's still good. Kivin deyesh al kapanim yisrael echad. Since you have at least one yisrael, sheyane amen achar berchas kohanim, who will answer amen after the berchas kohanim. The Taz explains why is one yisrael good? Because we say yivarechicha, Hashem should bless you. You is even one person. Ubeis haknesses shekulam kohanim, ubeis haknesses that is entirely kohanim. Ayin lekaman. Besif Chaf Hei. Okay, one more Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein Lazar. Azar does not participate in the Birchas Kaihanim, and he might even be over an Asay. What's the Asay? The Chsiv, Koy Sivarchu, so shall you bless. Atem, you, V'loi Zarim. V'lav haba meklal Asay Asay. Ve'ein Bebach Shekosav. The Davka im Nesias Kapayim. The Isser Asay to Duchen if you're a Zar is only if you raise your hands. Vafilu imloi berech metchila asher kedushanu b'kedushasai shalan v'tzivanu. The Isser Asay is only if you raise your hands, and even if you don't make the bracha, you'll still be violating the Asay. Avalim yivarech brichas kayanim beloinis yas kapayim. If you just say Yivarechacha, Yair, Yisan, you don't lift your hands, Eino over Ba'ase, you're not over the Ase, it's Koisavarchu, is Dafka Benasias Kapayim. Over Prima Gadim Mashna, the Isser Yesh B'chal Gavni, Prima Gadim is Mashna, you will be violating an Isser in all circumstances, even if you don't raise your hands. Kasim Sefer Magim Giboyrim. The Magim Giboyrim writes, the Had the Amra Torah Atem V'loizorim, Eino Irakbe Miskavin L'Kavanas HaMitzvah. That's only if your kavana is to be mekayim the mitzvah of duchening. Aval iloy mechavin klal kavanas hamitzvah. If you don't have kavana at all for the mitzvah, rak shaloy lavra al divrei chaver of shechosh v'shukoyin. It's just Beryl said, Zundel, go duchen. So Zundel is a very easygoing guy. If Beryl says go duchen, Zundel's gonna duchen. Zundel never refuses anybody. So if let's say the reason Zundel goes up is because Beryl asked him, then he's not over an asay because his kavana is not for the mitzvah. He doesn't want to be over a divrei chaverav who considered him a kayin, and he told him to go up. Now, because the hour is late, I'm going to save the joke until the end of the share. You don't have to stay for it, but I'm not going to tell it to you now. Pshita, the ein kan isra asay klaus pasha, you would not be over an asay if the only reason you go up is because of peer pressure. Venerally, the chol zedav glamay de kaimulan lael besimun samach sevdalet. The mitzvah is tricha is kavana. You know why? You're not over an asay if you go up, if you're not mechavin l'shei mitzvah, because mitzvah is tricha is kavana. D'ilav hachi enoi mutter rak davke mechavin b'feir shaloi l'shei mitzvah. According to the other shita, the mitzvah is ein tricha is kavana, then you only save yourself from violating the asay if you have negative kavana not to do the mitzvah. Oy she'ein mechavin klal l'bracha, or you don't have any kavana to even do the act of the bracha at all. Either you have negative kavana, not l'shem mitzvah, or you don't intend to give a bracha, v'ayim b'ber alacha. Which, by the way, if you want to bless your children Friday night with berchas koyanim, because we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana, it's not a problem, because your kavana is not to duchin, your kavana is to just bless your children. Okay, so that concludes today's session. Have a great day. And if you want to stick around for a good joke, you could. It's not mandatory.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.